Now back to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap with Tom Evans.
No. In the ring. Tommy Gunn only fights in the ring.
And Rocco Nucci.
Rocco, you know who that is, huh?
Yeah, I know who that is.
On AM 930 WEOL and 100M.
Let's get this thing rolling. Welcome into the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It is presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Again, welcome on in, folks. Rocco Nucci and Tom Evans here with you. We will be joined here shortly by Midview Middies head wrestling coach in his first season at the helm, Paul Steele, taking over for Sean Bristow this year. So we'll hear from Coach Steele here shortly. But Tom, another week of action to break down. I know we've got those Vermilion Defense Soap Super Duels to talk about and plenty of other action to talk about as well. But man, wrestling season, it doesn't mess around. I mean, you guys get into things lickety split, wasting no time to pick up the intensity.
Yeah, you better be ready coming out of the blocks, and especially in Lorain County. You know, we open with that Cobos Insurance Classic to start off with over at Avon Lake, and it just gets hotter from there. And, you know, one of the teams we're going to talk about really starting to catch fire a little bit looks like the Avon Eagles. You know, they finished second over to their rivals, and then they lost a dual meet to their rivals, the Shoremen. But, boy, they picked it up this weekend and knocked off the defending Southwest Conference champion, Elyria Pioneer. So a nice win for new head coach Mark Jane over there, and kind of getting things going for the Eagles a little bit. 42-27 over the defending champs. And, you know, you and I were talking off the air, it's not often that Elyria loses a dual meet in Lorain County or to a Lorain County school, and that's the first in a long, long time. So that moves the Eagles to 1-1, and I think the Pioneers to 1-1 as well.
Does that say more about Avon in that situation? Does that say more about Elyria, kind of combination of both? How do you view that?
Well, I think it's a combination of both. Certainly, Elyria's got some studs back. I think they have some guys still kind of working their way into weight classes right now. And don't sleep on the Pioneers right now with a dual meet loss. That'd be the biggest mistake that you could make. But I just think that this SWC race is really going to shake itself up for a really, really real barn burner down the stretch. And this is going to – the conference tournament is going to be a battle of attrition, because even teams like North Ridgeville that's got five quality wrestlers, they're going to score some points because those kids are all quality, and they're going to beat some people. So you're going to have to outman some people at the conference meet.
Well, and even a guy that we'll talk to here shortly, Coach Steele over at Midview, his middies off to a really good start as far as SWC action is concerned. I think you got to kind of include their name in the hat when you talk about potential SWC champs.
No question about it. You know, when we did the preview show, he came right out and said one of their goals this year was to win the SWC. I thought, well, wow, that's for a first-year head coach, that's some pretty
lofty
pretty
thinking,
bold talk.
Yeah.
I mean, but you know what? They're backing it up. They're 2-0 in the SWC. They went 8-0 over defensive duels. No one was close to them. You know, they beat the host Sailors. That might have been their closest match. They beat them by almost 20. So they're wrestling real well over there. And boy, the middies look hungry. I saw them firsthand, and they look hungry. And they're an aggressive team. And again, they're going to be a factor in that whole thing plays itself out.
Again, you're listening to the High School Wrestling Weekly Recap. It's brought to you by Cobos Insurance Center, your Grange independent agent. Talking about Vermilion, how did the Sailors fare at their own little tournament?
Sailors came away with third place finish. Port Clinton was second. The Sailors were third. One of their wrestlers, Louis Strama, came away with the lightweight most valuable wrestler. Clearview Clippers were over there as well. Tough weekend for the Clippers. They went 1-7. They had three starters out. Talked to Jason Stebbin a little bit over there, but a bright spot for them. 285-pound Cameron Carreras came away 7-1. Beat three ranked wrestlers, was named the most valuable upper weight for the tournament.
Wow.
His only loss was to a state ranked 215 pounder that bumped up. And you know, Cameron's a kid that Jason's talked to us about for the last couple of years that kind of had to get down to weight. You know, it was a really big kid that had to get down to that 285.
Mm-hmm.
But boy, Cameron, I watched him. He's a quick, he's an agile, big guy, and he's fun to watch. So I think when the Clippers can piece their lineup back together a little bit, I think they got some valuable matches in. But the Clippers in the LC. It looks like Jason's got a pretty full lineup. I think that they're going to be okay.
You mentioned North Ridgeville. If we could jump back to the SWC here, Tom, you know, Coach Melvin, we know he doesn't exactly have the numbers that he wanted heading into this season, but again, the guys that he does have on that roster, they're tough.
Yeah, again, he goes over to Willoughby South for that Rebel Invitational that Avon won, and we'll circle back around and talk about Avon a little bit, but The Rangers finished fourth over there. Fourth out of 12 teams, a really good field. And again, Ian Rattray comes away with a second-place finish. Caleb Grimm, a second-place finish. Nate Bober and Eddie Powers come away as champs at that Rebel Invitational. You know, Eddie Powers was recognized by the SWC this week. So, you know, he's not deep. You know, he's thin. And I know that's a little bit frustrating for Joel. Makes dual meets tough. They're 0-2 in duels. But, you know, every tournament they've been in, his guys are getting on the award stand.
How exciting are things right now for those Avon wrestlers? Off to a blazing hot start.
Well, and I think it was a great comeback for them. And they hadn't been over to Willoughby South before, but they come away with 324 points as the champs over there. East Lake North was second with 168. They almost doubled up the runner-up over there. So they had a great weekend. Anthony Morosco was a champ at 113. Trey Doherty finished fourth at 120. John Foy was second at 126. Owen Shart was third at 132. Mason Fitch was a runner-up at 138. Riley Atkins a champ at 144. Avon had a champ at 157. And Tommy Freeman and the runner-up in Angel Bazo. Nico Calamaris was third at 165. Adam Schumacher was a champ at 175. Luke Vo was third at 215. And Luke Hamlin was fourth. So they did it with depth over there coming off of that dual meet win against the Pioneers. But that's a really, really nice tournament. I think Coach James is feeling pretty good about himself, about that team right now.
Again, Rock Onushi, Tom Evans here with you on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Cobos Insurance Center, they are your Grange independent agent. Sticking in the SWC here, Tom Amherst, kind of a tough start for them conference-wise, but a nice showing for them at Hudson.
Yep, they go over to that's the 55th Hudson tournament. And Hudson, unless you've been to Hudson, you don't know how tough it is. And there was they came away finishing fifth place out of I think 22 teams over there. A really nice finish for them. Finished against some really strong teams, some teams that I had seen earlier in the season. You know, Woodridge has got a real nice team, and Amherst was a couple places above them. But Billy Walker's one of those guys that say, don't sleep on the Comets, because they will get better as the season goes on. And I guarantee you, come that SWC tournament, that the Comets are going to be a factor. Vinny Bonamino was third at 106. Van Anthony Tresno was second at 113. Bishop Frierson came away third at 165. And Ross Auville finished third at 215, with Braden Carpenter sixth at 285. So, you know, the Comets, nice showing over at Hudson, and getting ready for the new year to get going.
Not a whole lot to talk about in the Lorain County League, but Keystone, as we know them to do, testing themselves early.
Yeah, and I love what Coach Von Driscoll's approach to tournaments is, you know, and dual meets. Like, I talked to him a little bit. He picked up a dual meet with Brunswick, who's traditionally full lineup, really tough Division I school. Came away short. They lost 45-36, but I think he found out a lot about his kids in that dual meet. Got some JV, some work last week, but they're kind of gearing up, and then they'll be over at the Kenston Holiday Tournament. Again, one of those Christmas tournaments that's been around almost 60 years out at Kenston in the past. I think there's been 35 or so teams out of Kenston, and I think they're looking forward to going to the east side, seeing some different faces.
Now, before we talk about the ladies and the ever-growing girls wrestling scene here in Lorain County, what is there to look forward to heading into the holidays as far as the guys go?
Well, we get into those big Christmas tournaments, and Avon Lake, Columbia, and Wellington will all be down at the Medina tournament, and everybody knows how tough that is. That'll be 40-plus teams down at Medina on the 28th and 29th. Illyria goes to the granddaddy, goes to the Brecksville tournament. Brecksville is the oldest running holiday Christmas tournament in the country. It was they were the first people to start the little concept over vacation. We got to get our wrestlers some work. So that's close to 60 years over at Brecksville, and that'll be a good test for the Illyria Pioneers. K.M. McKinney and Holm and Cancel and those guys. That's going to be good work for them over there.
Now, I heard you correctly, right? Country, not
in the
state,
nation.
Right? Not
in
just not just good old OHIO, but the good old US of A, huh?
Yep, and wow. There'll be teams from – there'll be three or four teams from Cincinnati up teams from Northwest Ohio. There's even a couple West Virginia teams always seem to find their way up to the Brecksville tournament too, and that'll be 40-plus teams over there. And they always kind of – Medina goes 28-29, and Brecksville goes 29-30. So for me, the wrestling junkie, it makes it good so I can get to both – they don't run them both on the same days – so I can get to see some wrestling at both places.
They had you in mind then.
Yeah, I appreciate
maybe,
that.
Maybe possibly. Yep. Let's talk about the ladies here before we head to break. What's been happening on the girls' front? What's there to look forward to there?
Well, the Lady Longhorn Tournament will be on December 27th, and Keystone and Columbia will be heading over there. And I'm sure that, Larry's got some girls, and I know Vermillion's girls wrestled really, really well out of Clyde. I think they'll probably be in that tournament too. That's a good tournament. And Lutheran West, if you follow the sport of girls wrestling, they did a documentary was done on their wrestling girls wrestling team. At one time, the formation, because they were one of the first in the state to have a girls' team, and Dave Ressler over there in the girls program is real strong over at Lutheran West.
Very good, very good. So there's kind of what's been happening in the past week, and there's some stuff to look forward to. As let's step aside and take a quick break. When we come back, it'll be Midview Middies head wrestling coach Paul Steele as he talks about kind of the start to their season, a nice little start that they've had. And again, Coach Steele will talk about that with us next right here on the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap. It's presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM. Tom Evans, we are online
at WEOL.com.
Welcome back on in. It's the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nucci, Tom Evans here with you tonight. And let's go to the hotline and bring in a very special guest in his first year at the helm of the Midview Middies wrestling program. It is head coach Paul Steele. Coach, thank you very much for joining us here this evening. We always appreciate the time. How you doing?
Doing great, guys. I appreciate you talking to me.
Well, of course, Coach, and we appreciate you taking the time to join us here this evening. As you guys had a very busy, you know, tail end of last week, heading into the weekend, you guys were in action against Amherst. I know you guys were at the Defense Soap Duels at Vermilion. Just talk to me about, you know, your general thoughts about how your guys looked, again, last week heading into the weekend.
Yeah, so with Amherst, I thought the guys wrestled really hard that night. We had a couple guys pick up some wins that were very crucial for us. I thought Dylan Bell did a good job handling a really tough wrestler and picking up some invaluable points for us there. You know, and our guys, that our upperclassmen, really wrestled the way I expected them to. Just did a great job. And then headed into the Defense Soap Duels, we had an idea that we would be one of the top teams there. In the first day, I thought we wrestled okay. I saw some areas for improvement, some things that we're actually working on today. But, yeah, all in all, I thought it was a good weekend. Saturday we really bounced back and wrestled with more intensity, started cleaning things up and looking a little bit technically better.
Coach, I think you're a little spoiled here. It's not Christmas yet, and you're 10-0 in duels as a first-year head coach. You know, at some point in time, you got to pinch yourself a little bit. But, you know, we talked to you back at the preview show, and you were very confident about challenging for the SWC conference championship this year. And you come out of the blocks, you're 2-0 to get started with. We know that that's going to be a pretty tough road down, but you guys look to be in the thick of it. We got the usual suspects. You know, we know about Hunter Anderson. We know how tough he is. We know how tough Austin Dye is. Talk to us about some of the other kids, because you're wrestling really strong in dual meets.
So that's one of the things that's been working out well for us this year, is if one kid has a down match, we always have somebody waiting to pick him up. And it's one thing that we've stressed in our room. So, like I said, Dylan Bell really stepped up for us last week. Tyler Dye is always a dangerous kid, you know, senior with a lot of experience, and tends to come through when we need him most. We got, you know, young kid Aaron Cole, who, you know, nobody's really heard of him, but we're expecting big growth out of Aaron this year, and, you know, he's picking up for us in some spots where we need him. Of course, Nathan Schenbarger, you know, another good wrestler that's showing a lot of improvement this year, and I expect him to get a lot of wins this year as well. And then the spark plug for us against Amherst were our freshmen, and those guys stepping in, and you know, Carson Morris and Marcus McMahon, Zach Wallace, and getting some quality wrestling that we knew the guys had, but we weren't sure how it was going to translate to the mat, and those guys stepped up big.
Coach, I'm looking at some of the results from the Defense Soap Duels. Morris, Barabo, Bohr, 3 pins apiece. Schenenberger, 7 pins. McMahon, 4 pins. Tyler Dye, 4 pins. Byron with 3 pins. Bell with 4 pins. Wallace with 4 pins. And Cole with 3 pins. What are you feeding them over there in Grafton right now? But because they are just getting after people. Is that just the approach that you're taking with the middies? Is that, you know, we're going to go out there, we're going to end matches as quick as we can, we get people on their back, we're not letting them come off? Talk to us about that a little bit.
That's one thing that we've really focused on this year. You know, I spent the last couple years in here with Sean, and Sean is a heck of a competitor, and he brought an energy into the room that was that was, you know, incredible and really set me up this year. I know, you know, everybody's saying, oh, coach, you're having a good first year as a head coach, but this is a lot of credit to Sean and what he's built here at Midview. We knew these kids were going to be solid, but, you know, Corey and I came in this year, and the one thing that we wanted to do is really step up the intensity of the room. And, you know, Corey has a lot of college experience. I got a good amount of college experience, and, you know, we wanted to translate that to the mat for the middies. And, you know, we wanted to just pick up the intensity this year and pick up the, you know, our conditioning level. And, yeah, so we've been working pinning combinations pretty heavily the last couple weeks, and, you know, it worked out well for us this weekend.
Coach, last thing I want to talk to you about, you know, that it's nice to go over and get eight duels in 2 days, but the other thing I saw, you were able to get some JV wrestlers in the lineup as well. How important is it to get those kids on a varsity mat, to get them a varsity win, to get their hand raised over to a nice tournament like the defensive duels?
Yeah, so you guys know that we get later into the season, the wrestling season, and it becomes a grind. And, you know, for those JV guys, it's kind of like, why am I coming here every day grinding, and I don't really get to see a whole lot of, you know, mat time. And so it really did a lot to raise the spirits of the team and the room. And I'm sure teams across the county are dealing with this sickness hitting the room right now, and we are too. But luckily, last weekend was a bright point to kind of keep spirits high, even though we're trying to fight through this sickness right now.
Coach, you mentioned, you know, the grind that the season kind of turns into, especially once you turn over the new year and get into, you know, mid-late February and things like that. How do you kind of plan to approach that in your first year as the head coach? Is that something you've given a lot of thought to? Is that something you kind of just plan to deal with or sort of cross that bridge when you get there, so to speak? What's kind of the approach for you there?
So I actually tried to set that up at the beginning of the year with the guys. You know, I talked to my wrestlers and had them give me three goals. And one of the goals was to try to win the SWA. The guys are, you know, they want that conference title this year. And to do that, you got to go through a lot of good teams. You know, of course, Elyria and Avon Lake. We talked about it, Avon. I don't think there are any give me matches in our conference. You know, and I know Ridgeville, they don't have the numbers this year, but the guys they have are really good wrestlers. And so, you know, to be at the top of the conference, we have to work every single day. And so I tried to set that up even at the beginning of the year so that when we hit the meat of the conference schedule, the guys know that their goals are on the line and it's up to them. They either work hard for it or, you know, we fail. And we've taken a failure is not an option attitude.
Very nice. Very nice, Coach. Well, before we let you go, as we hit the holiday weekend, anything you tell the guys on the squad to kind of, you know, focus on or worry about throughout the holiday break? Or is it just kind of a, hey, enjoy the holiday and we'll get back at it when things pick up again?
We're taking Christmas Eve and Christmas Day off. And other than that, we'll be in here grinding away. We've got a tough match coming up this week with Highland. And after Vermilion, I think Highland's going to be a really good measuring stick of where we stand up. I think, you know, Highland is as tough as any team we have in the conference. And I'd like to see after our match with them, you know, just where we stand up and how we're looking. And that's going to tell me a lot about going into the Avon Lakes and the Elyria matches, where we stand. And so, no. We're going to enjoy our families for a couple of days, but other than that, we're going to keep working and working towards our goals and trying to be successful.
There you go. Well, hey, you guys have found plenty of success here in the early goings of the season, so a tip of our cap to you for that, Coach, and I know you guys will be hungry to continue that success as the season moves along. So a Merry Christmas to you and yours, Coach Steele. We always appreciate your time here on the show, and I'm sure we'll be catching up some more before the season comes to a close. So thanks again for the time, Coach.
Absolutely. Merry Christmas to you guys. And, you know, thanks for covering wrestling for our area. I appreciate that.
Our pleasure, Coach. It is always our pleasure. You take care.
Take care, Coach.
All right. Thank you.
And there is Coach Paul Steele, head coach of the Midview Middies. Tom, let's step aside, take a quick break. We'll kind of break down what he had to say and talk about what's coming up next here on the Lorain County High School wrestling scene. When we come back, it is the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. We're on AM 930, 100.3 FM, and Tom, we're online
at WEOL.com.
winding down the Cobos Insurance Center High School Weekly Wrestling Recap. It is, of course, presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Rocco Nushi, Tom Evans here with you. And a big thank you to Midview Middies head wrestling coach Paul Steele, kind enough to join us here this evening. Some good things that Coach Steele had to say, and again, a very impressive start to his season. I know we've talked about what he said back at the preview where he talked about competing in that SWC, and I know you and I kind of looked at each other like, oh, well, you got Elyria, you got Avon Lake all sitting right there. How the heck is Midview going to throw their name in the hat? But they've done just that to start the season, and I thought he kind of backed that up with what he said just now.
Absolutely. He's taken that energy that, you know, Sean Bresto, we said this before, didn't leave the cupboard bare, but I think Paul Steele's taken him to another level. They did a really good job. And the other thing I liked that Paul did last weekend over at Vermillion, he got some JVs in. He knows the importance of getting those guys on the mat before Christmas in a meaningful match, varsity matches, get those guys a little bit one step closer to picking up a varsity letter that year, because that keeps them around. Because sometimes JV tournaments are tough to come by, but that keeps those kids intense in the room. That keeps them pushing your varsity rosters through the season.
Is that easier said than done, trying to keep kids, especially maybe on the JV level, locked in throughout the year instead of checking out, you know, after the new year, heading into January, February, stuff like that?
It's way easier said than done, because when you see the team going off to some big tournaments, you know, the Solons, the Brexels, the Medinas, all those big tournaments, and those JVs are going, well, you know, what about us? You know, what about us? And they're going to pick up some SWC matches with the double duels, and they'll get some stuff there, but they want their chance in the spotlight too, and to get them over a tournament like Vermillion, where you can kind of move your linemen around, your lineup around a little bit to get them some varsity matches, get them again one step closer to a varsity letter. And I think Coach Steele knows that he needs a strong room to have a strong team, that it's not just about those 14 varsity wrestlers he has, it's about the guys that he's got behind him pushing him every day, because it is a long season, it is a grind.
Now, before, and I know we kind of talked about this last segment, before we, you know, regurgitate what's to look forward to, and I know things kind of thin out a little bit as we head into the holidays, minus those big holiday tournaments. Tom, what are maybe your just kind of general thoughts here on the first 2-3 weeks of the season?
Boy, some teams have really come out hot. Some teams have made a statement. Certainly Avon Lake is the real deal. I'll be really anxious to see how they come out of Medina, because I think they're loaded. You know, Avon's got a nice team. We'll see what Avon does over the holidays. I think they're getting used to the new head coach, and Mark's different than Jeremy Johnson was.
Sure.
There's no question about it. Mark's different. But you know, he was an All-American at Illinois. He knows his stuff over there. And then you throw in the Midviews and the Elyrias, and you just know Elyria's going to be around at the end of this. And like I said, Billy Walker, don't sleep on the Amherst Commerce. They're going to get better and better as the season goes on. We already seen Joel Melvin's kids, what they can do, and we haven't talked about Olmsted Falls or Berea Mid Park because they're kind of out of the county a little bit, but we know how good they've been traditionally in the past. So I think the SWC is really, really shaping up, and the LCA is going to be a good one too, because Columbia's got a nice team, and the Keystone Wildcats take the conference championship a little bit personally. We haven't really got a beat on the Firelands Falcons yet. I want to kind of follow them up a little bit, because they've done some stuff outside the county a little bit, mm-hmm. But you know, they were. They split the championship a little bit last year, so I think that the LCA is going to be pretty interesting too.
We're blessed with two very competitive conferences here in Lorain County with the LCA and the SWC, no doubt about it. So we talked about it last segment, Medina, Brecksville, Kenston tournaments all coming up here during the holidays. How do we expect our local teams to fare, Tom?
Well, I think we're going to be all right. We're not looking at team championships, but I think we're going to get some kids on the podium, and I think this is just kind of a gauge against some of the best competition. I know when we talked to Scott Sedlick last week, you know, they talked about that, because they're going to see some guys from Michigan, some really quality guys down at Medina. They're going to see some guys from the southern part of the state. You go over to Brexel, you're going to see, as I said before, you're going to see some guys from West Virginia. You're going to see some Cincinnati wrestlers come up to that. They come up to that. So you're going to get to see some, there's ranked wrestlers in every weight class. So while, you know, the Ironman was a couple weeks ago, that might be the top high school tournament in the country, quality-wise, these tournaments aren't slouches either. The Brexel, Medina, Kenston, they all fall into that top 20 as far as quality of tournament here nationwide. So you'll find a lot about your teams here early on.
Very good, very good. Well, we're up against it, so we got to get out of here. But, Tom, a pleasure as always to be joined once again by you this week. I hope you have a Merry Christmas with you and your family over the weekend, and hopefully you're able to enjoy a nice little upcoming vacation.
Same to you, Rocco, your first Christmas as a newlywed.
Oh, boy,
that'll be fun for you. Good stuff there. But, yeah, enjoy the holidays.
Thank you. Thank you, Tom. And a big thank you as well to Midview Middies head coach Paul Steele, kind enough to share some time with us here this evening. So again, that will do it for this week. For Tom Evans, I'm Rocco Nushi saying thank you for listening to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 Deanna Realty. Don't go anywhere. We've got Cavaliers basketball on coming up shortly. They'll be taking on the Milwaukee Bucks. And then stick around after that. We'll join Ohio State basketball live in progress as they take on Maine. So again, thank you for listening to the Cobos Insurance Center High School Wrestling Recap presented by Century 21 at Deanna Realty. We'll see you next time.